For most Americans, going to the movies means driving to the local multiplex, where the theater will likely have stadium seating and dependable air conditioning. But across the country, a few hundred drive-in theaters still cater to a more nostalgic crowd. As Brenna Angel of member station WUKY reports, the struggle to keep drive-ins open is getting tougher as movie studios make the big shift from film to digital distribution.
Pull into the Bourbon Drive-In just off U.S. Highway 68 near Paris, Kentucky, and it's like stepping back in time.
Show after show will feature the latest hits, the biggest stars for fun-filled, pleasure-packed evenings.
Here's your cheeseburger with fry, and you already have your candy and drinks.
Patricia and Lanny Earlywine own the 7-acre Bourbon Drive-In. It's been connected to the family since the theater opened in 1956. Even the popcorn machine is original.
To do a drive-in, it sort of kind of gets in your blood. You have to love it.
At one point, there were more than 4,000 drive-in movie theaters across the country. Now there are fewer than 400. As a seasonal business, drive-ins have to compete with indoor theaters, other summer activities, and perhaps most of all, the weather.
There was one year, rained 13 weekends in a row. Take that one to the bank.
This summer, drive-ins face another challenge, Hollywood's digital switch. At some point this year, studios will stop distributing movies on 35mm film and go entirely digital. No cutoff date has been announced. Switching to digital reduces production and shipping costs, and the picture quality is better. The transition away from film started several years ago, but many drive-ins and mom-and-pop theaters put it off because of the high cost of new projectors.
My goodness, the projector at the Benji's is a little over $50,000. Just the projector. Forget the installation and the go-with.
D. Edward Vogel operates Benji's Drive-In in Baltimore and is also a board member of the United Drive-In Theater Owners Association. He says it's unclear how many drive-ins might close because of the change to digital.
At the end of the day, the drive-in theater is a very hard-earned small business, usually continued by somebody with a purposeful effort to keep the drive-in in place.
There is help for drive-in owners. Motion picture companies are using some of the money saved from not having to ship heavy film canisters to help recoup the cost of new projectors. But the Bourbon Drive-In doesn't have high-speed internet access needed to qualify for the program. So Patricia Earlywine will use a loan to pay for it. When she does get a digital projector installed, Earlywine wonders just how durable it will be.
Most of the people that have their equipment, they've had it for 60 years. And if something breaks, they can take parts and they can fix it.
My name is Tony Stark and I'm not afraid of you. I know you're a coward.
Iron Man 3 plays on little speakers on a stand or on car radios at the drive-in. They aren't THX certified and the image isn't crystal clear, but that was just fine for Tracy Linville and her family. They came to the drive-in ready to curl up in the bed of their pickup truck with blankets and sleeping bags.
If it's not raining and it's not cold, just being out under the stars, it's pretty, watching the movie.
After all, going to a drive-in movie theater isn't really about the movie. It's about the experience of being there. For NPR News, I'm Brenna Angel in Lexington, Kentucky.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.